Good afternoon, InfoComm 2017. This is the Trade Show Minute. My name is Johnny Mota. I get to co-host with the lovely host next to me, who is?
Oh, Victoria Varela. We're here again, Trade Show Minute at InfoComm 2017 in Orlando, Florida, and with our guest,
Christopher James. Yeah.
Hi,
how's it going?
It's going great. Yeah.
What company are you with again?
Immersive Technologies.
Immersive Technologies. Now, tell me a little bit about what. Is and what does Immersive Technology offer?
Yeah, so we're a little bit of an odd beast. We're a software company in the A&E space.
Okay.
But what we're doing is replacing the video cable. So if you come into a room with your device, your mobile device, right, we use the existing infrastructure for our TCP/IP network transport to push that screen to the display. Now, when you get rid of the video cable, it goes way beyond that. So I can push content from my laptop. You can come in with your phone and share that next to my content, you can collaborate, move it in and out of view, and we're replacing the video cable all over the world at this point.
Cool. So with other companies doing this as well, how would Immersive stand out from the others? Why do you guys rock other than the other?
I like how you word that.
Why are you number one?
Yeah, we rock hard because we're a software company. So almost every quarter, every 3 months, we're releasing a new version. Just download it onto our little pod box, and it gets all the new updates. And here at the show, we're taking one. So I think what we've done is we've taken wireless and said, if you don't have a video cable, what should a meeting really look like? It's not about just replacing the cable and getting four things on the screen, right? It's about more parallelism, more collaboration. And so what we've done is we've introduced 3.0 today. It allows you to start a meeting, wirelessly stream content to the display, and then up-level it to a session that goes to any location on the planet. So it's called Solstice Multiroom. If you're showing your desktop, I can, from the Paris office, take a look at it. You can say, let's have my design team look at this in another location. I can launch the Solstice client, sync my display to your meeting, and now we're both wirelessly streaming from both endpoints. So it's all about content focus for us. How much content is in the meeting has changed a lot in the last 10 years. There's terabytes of data in the cloud that your phone can reach to. That should be able to be participated in the meeting. You should be able to push that onto the screen. So it's big. Yeah, we're different because we're a software company, really, to be honest. And we have great customers that help drive the roadmap.
Do you think the future of AV is software-based?
It is. It's not always going to be. AV for me, you know, as a technologist, AV is really about the audio visual. It's the last hop to the human, right? It's my eyes see something, my ears hear something. So there's always going to be a need for some of those AV components that are in the room, doing a great job of rendering audio or making a beautiful display. But things like, how do I tell one of my team members that they should jump into this meeting and then use a software app on their phone to dial in and post, you know, photos of wetlands data in an oil and gas scenario, right? That's software driven. Because that's more like, you can think of us as the Slack of wireless sharing.
Okay.
Because that's really that's what we're demoing in the booth. I've had many people say to me, this is like Slack. You could just discover a meeting and jump in and throw content anywhere you want on the screen. Yeah, it's changed.
I think that's a good analogy. Speaking of booth, what booth number are you located in?
We are at 3071.
Awesome, awesome. And so give me an example. Victoria and I are basically at this booth, the podcast booth, pretty much all day.
Yep.
Right, we're not really going to get a chance to get away, and maybe some people who aren't even here at the show may not get to see you at all. So, but if Victoria and I could leave for like a split second and see only one thing, what would be the one thing that we could not miss from Immersive?
You would want to come by at 3 o'clock and win one of our pods. So that's the little box that lets your conference room finally be unleashed from the video cable. We're giving them away. I do a quick demo of what Solstice means, what multi-room is. People in the crowd, actually, on my last demo at 11, we had everybody connecting with their phones and throwing vacation photos all over the screen. It was a blast. And at the end, we give away the pod.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and we've also got a reception, so there's free beer.
Oh, hey,
don't forget that. That starts at 3 also. So you can
three
win a pod and a free beer.
At booth 3071, Master Technology has free beer.
That's right.
But more importantly, I think that the pod is the biggest thing in question. Right?
It's fantastic. It's been so much fun. I love doing this. This is why, you know, we have late nights in the lab, why we work 18 months to build multi-rooms. Because I come here and, you know, you have people like clapping at the end of the demo. It's a blast. It's
Well, let's say people, again, Victoria and I, maybe we don't get it. We'd love to go get some free beer and or free pot, even more importantly, because I'm not a drinker, but I love free technology.
Yeah.
And yours sounds very, very innovative. I may not be able to go see it right now, and maybe someone who is listening live to the stream isn't here. Where can we go to learn more about the company?
Yeah, you can get a lot of info online. Go to immersive.com. That's step one.
Okay.
From there, you'll see live demos and videos. You can even order a free pod. We'll give you a 30-day trial, ship it to you. If you're a reseller or an integrator, you can onboard with us there. You can also sort of follow us socially. So I run a blog on technology in the AV space. That's The Visualist. So if you just search for The Visualist on our website, you'll see my blog. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. I tend to do that quite a bit when I'm not as busy as I've been the last couple of days, but yeah.
What's your personal Twitter account?
That's at The Visualist.
At The Visualist. And what's the one for Immersive Technology?
Just at Immersive Tech.
At Immersive Tech. Nice, nice. Victoria is a young AV professional, really into the industry, I would say.
One or 2 years. So.
Yeah, a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. She she's also got her CTS. She graduated Columbia with
with Live and Install and Sound. But yeah, I guess me being in the industry, fairly new, I'm just trying to be a sponge and figure out everything about it. So do you have any tips for millennials coming into the industry or actually anyone new joining our industry?
Yeah, I think you want to have feet in both camps. And when I say that, I mean you want to understand AV technology, why it existed and why it's here, right?
Yep.
But you also have to be a software person. So what does that mean? It means you should be able to write a Python script if you want to be a programmer.
Hey, I took that class. Great. Computer science.
Yeah, so I used to teach computer science. Hey. So it's a little bit of a fly guy there. But you should learn it because the industry, there will be a day where we don't talk about the convergence of AV and IT. It'll have already happened and it'll just be this industry, whatever we'll call it. But it'll be a mix of software and hardware components. So if you look at companies like Nest and Amazon's Echo, that's where the industry's headed. I'm demoing in the lab right now, Echo controlling our screen to say, hey, turn my laptop on there and it'll do it.
I have some questions actually.
I was really quick, I want to plug some friends. Speaking of Python and software, you should check out the company-wise. I don't know if you guys are doing any controls. Also, I know you're doing collaboration software, but there's a company based out of Seattle that goes by the name Jido, and they're all software-based controls. I think it's scripted. It's a pretty cool concept. I mean, it works, and it's not the typical, and that's why I was asking you think software.
Yeah, it is. Our pod has an open control API, and it's just a REST API. And so those guys can easily control what's happening to a pod, but also can pull analytics from it, put it in the cloud, turn on and off, screen keys, things like that. So this year, one of my initiatives at Immersive is going to be to create a developer's corner on the website. We are already open sourcing a bunch of apps that we've written that control pod infrastructure, like pull how many users are connected every hour, and graph utilization, all that stuff's happening now.
Yeah. Very cool. Victoria, you said you had some questions, yeah?
Oh, yes. So you seem really excited about the company. It looks like the company's treating you very well. What are some of your proudest projects that you have been involved with, and what are these most favorite as your children?
So for me, I'll push the multi-room thing because we've been working on it for 18 months, but really, if you look at when we launched Solstice, it was really a moment where I didn't come out of the AV industry. I'm a computer scientist, right? So we were selling multi-projector blended. So some people still remember us as that company that builds giant pixel palettes. So we're in Disney and in the situation of the White House. And I kind of call that like our indie band years, where we had a lot of people that loved us, but not broad commercial success out yet, right?
Okay.
So those guys would say to me all the time, they were computer scientists too, hey, we should get all our laptops on that. That would be cool. That's a huge display. We could collaborate on that. You can only hear that so many times before you realize there's a much bigger opportunity to get rid of the old video switches in the corner and allow people to just come in the room with anything and push data. So that was a big moment for us, and it happened only because of my partnership with customers, right? So we've held that heritage, and that's probably my proudest thing about the company. All my employees, everyone that works at Immersive, we interact with our customers in a way that they're our partner. And I think it's because that's how we even invented Solstice. So every day we're meeting with banks and pharma, educators about how they want to have displays be part of their communications landscape.
And when did this happen, this transition over to the company?
Let's see, so I founded Immersive out of academics about 8 years ago.
Great.
And then about 3 years ago, we launched Solstice. So the first 5 years were flight simulators and big high-end display system. Yeah, you can see it. You go into Christie's booth and look at their big blended projector arrays. That's the stuff we were doing. We still do some of that. We still support it in the field, but Solstice has just flipped everything. It's grown so quickly, and we have so many great customers that's the 100% focus now. Yeah.
Is there a market that your products were involved with and you were surprised about?
We sent out a poll to our customers. We have about 40,000 pods in the field at this point. Mm-hmm. And we sent out a big blast email, hey, we'll give you a free Starbucks gift card if you send us a photo of your headset. So I'm looking at those photos, and I look at this design school in Amsterdam, and it's an outdoor photo of a plaza, and it's a giant LED wall running the Solstice pod driving it. And their students can post content for fun on that big display. Now, that sounds crazy, like they're crazy stuff. They have it. I called them, and we had a discussion. They were like, you could also put graffiti on the walls when people aren't doing it. They're posting content. And that was the original vision of Solstice. The displays are infrastructure we should be able to use, not just spray pixels at the end of it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so that was cool. It was a cool moment.
It's interesting to note, they aren't just doing just general graffiti on this display, but it's actually just sharing, just information. That's what was driven directly to it.
Yeah, I had a financial customer in the booth today that's adopted us globally and told me a great story about how, we're putting you in all our conference rooms, great, that's where it started, and then we put you in all the huddle rooms. Now you're going into transitional spaces because people have realized, hey, when I'm eating breakfast down in the lobby, and there's a screen there and it's just showing CNN, that's boring. I want to be able to show my laptop, maybe it's CNN, I don't know, but it could also be my mountain bike ride from this weekend. So that's become a social networking event for their employees, which I think that's fantastic, it's great.
One more time, where can we learn more about, like, let's say we're not here, where can we learn more about the company?
Yeah, you definitely want to go to Mercer.com. That's the starting point. I run the blog off that website. You can reach out to your regional sales rep from there. If you're not already a reseller or integrator, you can onboard. We have people that will help you onboard. We're selling globally now, and you can see live videos and demos. We also do a webinar series online. So you kind of have to see Solstice to believe it in a sense. It's one of those reactions where I can sit here and hand wave about throw content anywhere you want. But when you use it, it's the elegant UI that really wins people over. We show that in the webinar. So you can sign up for a webinar by clicking a schedule a meeting button right on our website.
Very cool. Any closing words, Victoria?
I can't believe I tried using most favoritist in this podcast. That's awesome. And nobody stopped me.
I mean, that was my most favorite thing you've ever said, so I'm not going to stop.
Well, thank you for joining the Trade Show Minute. I really appreciate your time. Hopefully, if you'd like, I'd like to invite you to my podcast at Coffee with Millennial Z, where I bring young people in the industry or trying to join their industry and the pros in the industry. We just sit down and talk, nerding it out or advice.
Great. So I'd love to do it.
Perfect.
Awesome.
And he has AV Insider at Rig Pubs.
Yeah, it's a little more in depth for I don't know, just to really to describe the company's background, mission, where you came from, the industry, maybe it's your first job, maybe it's your tenth job, whatever it is. Telling the brand's name.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. And then obviously for people listening right now, this is the Trade Show Minute, which is a rave radio show. You can find it at ravepub.com under the Rave Radio Network tab. Victoria's show, Coffee Millennial Z, obviously, or mine, AV Insider, and there's a ton of other really good, unique shows that are different than ours you can find there. Obviously, you can follow at Rave Pubs all across the board. Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, at Rave Pubs. I'm JMother3. Victoria, where can we find you?
Hey, I'm at the Twitterland under at Varela Victoria _, so that's VarelaVictoria _. And if you want to check out the content at Infocom 2017, go to ravepubs.com/Infocom2017 and to check out the rest of the podcast live, just as you are, or if you want to pass it on to other folks, it's ravepubs.com/Infocom2017/live.
Everyone, thanks for listening. This is the Trade Show Minute.